Hello world, my name is Dr. Kulmeet Kunlis and I'm a primary care physician for almost 37 years now. And today's session is on male menopause. I know it's one of the most controversial topic, and when we talk about male menopause and also testosterone replacement or anything related to testosterone, nothing evokes more intense emotions than testosterone. I have thought that we should divide this session into multiple sections. First section will be, we will talk about normal physiology of testosterone. I think it's very important to understand what it does for us in our human physiology. Next section will be, we'll discuss about the labs, what are the tests and pitfalls about testing testosterone. Then we will combine with symptoms and come with a treatment plan. And hopefully by the end of this talk, you are fully educated and you will be able to make informed decisions based on evidence, not based on fluff and not based on any kind of a pseudoscience. What is testosterone? Testosterone is a male hormone, and this is what differentiates between our female counterparts and male. This is the hormone which is found in very high levels in our blood, which gives us muscular or male type body type, including the way our hair are, the way our muscles are, the way our bones are, our behavior. It affects every part of male well-being and every part of being a male. It affects our body, it affects our mind, it affects our how we think and what we think about and how clearly we think about. Then it also determines our social interactions and social relationships with others, especially with our partners. And also it affects every organ system in the body. Every organ, every cell, in one way or the other, we correlate to the function of testosterone. Testosterone is not only found in males, it is also found in females. And the level of hormone, which is in females, is a lot more lower levels than in the male counterparts. We need this hormone for whole male well-being. In case of females, if they run awfully low testosterone, they lose muscle, they lose libido, though it contributes a very, very minor part, but it could lead to those symptoms. In this discussion, we will be focusing primarily on male physiology. Let's start with our body. The way the male type hair pattern we have, it is determined by your testosterone. Your muscle mass, how big your muscles are, how much endurance you could have with the muscles, depend on testosterone. Your bones, how strong your bones are, which we measure with the bone density test, how much it is, it depends on testosterone. Every organ in the system, our liver, our kidneys, one way or the other, depend on testosterone. At a cellular mechanism, which we will discuss as we go along, if you run chronically low testosterone, your insulin doesn't work, you develop insensitivity to the action or insulin resistance, which can lead to diabetes and other complications. With this background, I want to paint a picture that this is a hormone which is required by our body. Now let's go to our mind. the male behavior pattern depends on testosterone. If the level of testosterone goes down, we become passive. We become less of a male performance the way we are supposed to be. Coming to your thinking, what we think about, how clearly we think for, that also depends on the presence of adequate level of testosterone. If we run low level of testosterone, people complain they can't think clearly and they have a mental fog. Relationships. If you cannot perform what you are expected of you, it can interfere and it will interfere with social interaction with our partners. So that is the reason it makes it a very emotional topic, and people end up getting to multiple resources of their own. And during YouTube search and internet search, not everything which is available on this, these sites is true science. A lot of it, they're playing with your emotions. There is a half truth which is twisted. And I hopefully, as we go along this talk, we will understand it better and we are able to clearly identify any issue which we have. Next question which comes in is, what are the symptoms if you have low testosterone level? Most of the time, the patients come to our offices complaining they are feeling tired. They do not have get up and go. They have no desire for sex. They cannot perform well. And also, they are tired all the time. They are emotional. They cannot think clearly. And it is interfering with their interpersonal relationship. So that's a kind of involving our personal aspect of our life and our social aspect of life, emotional and psychological aspect of life. So that is the reason it provokes such an intense emotions. Now comes in is, how do we diagnose it? As per guidelines, while we are talking today, for you to be diagnosed that you have a low testosterone level, you have to have two criteria. Number one, you need to have the symptoms which we have been discussing. Plus, you must have low level of testosterone. We will get into how we test testosterone, but the level which is very important to remember is 300 nanogram per deciliter. If your level is more than 300, your symptoms which I described are most likely not due to low testosterone. They may be due to other reasons, other pathologies which are going in the body, and you must discuss with your provider in detail about that part. Let's take testing. The testing of testosterone is very complicated, and it is because of multiple reasons. Number one, normal circadian rhythm. The testosterone level fluctuates as we go through our day. Early in the mornings, you have high level of testosterone. As the day go by, the level of testosterone start dropping. So depending on the time when you get this blood test done, your level can fluctuate physiologically. In one study they found it out is it can fluctuate up to 100% in the same individual if taken at different times of the day. So in young patients especially, it is very, very important. If you are getting tested for testosterone, you must be tested early in the morning, preferably around 7-8 o'clock in the morning, and not beyond 9 o'clock. If you cannot get it done, reschedule your test. Next, sex testosterone in our body when it's produced, our fat tissue absorb it and gets bounded to sex hormone binding globulin. So it can artificially lower, if your this globulin is high, it can artificially lower your testosterone level. Some proportion, which is very minor, is also bound to albumin. That also lowers your testosterone level. And there is very small fraction which is available in a free form, which is the bioavailable or the active form of testosterone. That is the one which determines our symptoms. So the complications or the difficulty which we have with the testosterone measurement is in individuals, it fluctuates based on the time. Number two, how much globulin, sex binding globulins you have, how much albumin is circulating and is bound, that makes it complicated. So when you get the blood test, especially when you are getting initial diagnosis, you must insist on getting total testosterone level, free testosterone level, and sex binding globulin level. From that, the lab will be able to calculate bioavailable or free or active hormone which is circulating in your body, and that is the one determines whether you need replacement or you do not need replacement. This is one of the things which we see all the time. Testosterone also, in my experience, there is a subclass of male, especially the one who are in bodybuilding. They are very sensitive and they are very much tuned to getting or asking for testosterone replacement. Because when they will do the blood testing and they will find their levels are low, but they do not have any symptoms which we have discussed. And the reason is all kind of hormones which you use to build your anabolic hormones which you use to build your muscles, they artificially increase the binding globulins and your levels are not accurate. And I had a very difficult time with one of younger patients recently who was insisting that he wants to have testosterone replacement. Why I was not able to fulfill his wishes? Testosterone, when it's taken, it goes and suppress the normal spermatogenesis or production of the sperms in a male, and that will make them sterile. And that is the one of the worst complication of testosterone replacement. Physiologically, every hormone in the body has three controls. One is in the hypothalamus, which is the master part of our brain, which controls internal environment of our body. Then it sends a signal which goes to another gland, which is called master gland or the pituitary gland, which produces two hormones, FSH and LH, which goes to your testicles. And in your testicles, there are two cells, Leydig cells and Sertoli cells. Under the effect of FSH, your Sertoli cells produce sperms. And under the effect of luteinizing hormone or LH, your Leydig cells produce testosterone. So if you are just not paying attention, it's a double-edged weapon. So you cannot afford to be replaced with exogenous or giving you testosterone from outside and not paying attention to your proper spermatogenesis or sperm production. Going further, now let's see that you have your blood test tested and it comes normal and you don't have symptoms, then you do not have low T symptoms or pathology. Problem arises, now you get the blood test done, and if you don't have the symptom and your level is low, as per guidelines, you need to have a two separate measurements on different times or different days to get your diagnosis confirmed whether you have low T or not. So sometimes when the patient comes in and their level comes down and the physicians ask them to repeat it, and they get very angry with us. And I just wanted to have a very clear understanding that as per guidelines, whether you have symptoms or not symptoms, you must have two levels checked on separate occasions. And if you have two levels which are down and you have symptoms, then your physician will consider giving you testosterone replacement therapy. Now comes in is, physiologically, what are the things which lowers your normal testosterone level? First is aging. Nature has intended this testosterone to fulfill circle of life. Nature is only concerned with one process, that's procreation. Nature doesn't care how long you live, how well you live, so long as you procreate. So the levels of testosterone are highest in your peak reproductive age, between up to 30 years of age. In most of the societies, your family is done by the age of 30. So nature has designed this mechanism. The level of testosterone is highest around 30. Then, depending on how you live, your testosterone levels start dropping by 1 to 2% as we go in life. And then by the time you turn 60, 65 or 70, your levels are physiologically 30% lower than what your peak level should be. So that is the reason the levels can fluctuate with age. If you unfortunately gain weight and have a poor muscle mass, then you have more chances of developing or binding your testosterone to your sex hormone binding globulins, and that will artificially lower your levels. And if you lose weight, your level of testosterone will increase. So first was aging, number two is weight gain. That's very, very important. In the data which we have is, where you, if you are trying to improve your testosterone level with losing weight, it is about 15% of what you weigh today. Say for example, if you have weighed 200 pounds and you want to take your testosterone level to your youthful age, you must lose 15%, meaning 30 pounds of weight, and you can naturally increase your testosterone by more than 200 micrograms nanograms per deciliter. This is how important weight loss is. If you can lose up to 10%, you can expect your testosterone level to go up by 100 nanograms. And less than 10%, there is no benefit. 0 to 10, there was very, very minimal, this thing is. So if you are trying to lose weight, you must target minimum of 10% of your today's weight, and preferably more than 15%. In studies where people who had a gastric bypass and they lost about 30%, they went to their testosterone level in their youthful age as they were in 30s. Next reason why your testosterone could go lie down is insulin resistance. See, it is a cascade. Initially, as I said, if you gain weight, you develop insulin resistance. Testosterone and insulin, they have a reverse cycle. If your level of testosterone are running low, your insulin become less sensitive, meaning when the one for one molecule of insulin is ability to lower our glucose goes down. And when our sugar goes up, it lowers the level of testosterone. So they start feeding on each other. One leading to insulin, high insulin level, leading to low testosterone level. Low testosterone level increases to glucose, insulin resistance. So this cascade is the reason that you must lose weight and reverse this thing. There is no medication which can reverse this part. If you disturb this cycle by replacing, by giving testosterone in the absence of symptoms, you will make other component a lot more worse. Next is exercise. Weight loss is 95% diet and 5% exercise. What kind of a diet you have to eat to increase your testosterone? This is a very debated topic, and our society is split between plant-based diet and carnivore diet, but the balance always in the middle. If you eat balanced meal, which is predominantly plants, quality meat, quality dairy, eggs, you can expect to restore your testosterone level to normal levels. There are certain food products which are very important, or it's a good place to mention, which can boost your testosterone level, are any food which is high in zinc and magnesium can lead to increasing your testosterone level. And what are those foods? A is the meat, and second is the nuts. Brazilian nuts, walnuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds, they all are very high in zinc and magnesium, and they help to restore your testosterone level to higher level. Next, diet or foods which are high in vitamin D will increase your testosterone level. So if you are running low vitamin D replacement will increase your testosterone level. Exercise. When we talk about exercise, we have two kind of main, we divide the exercise physiology. One is the cardio, which we go by elliptical, treadmill, running, where you are speeding up your heart rate. That does not contribute much to increase your testosterone level. If you are specifically targeting to increase your testosterone level, you must start doing weight training, because weight training lead to micro trauma of the muscles, and your body, in order to repair, releases growth hormone, and also growth hormone in turn stimulates your testosterone level production. So it is important, if you are trying to use exercise to boost your testosterone level, you must do weight training. Next comes in is sleep. Sleep is very, very important to boost your testosterone level. You need to sleep 7 to 8 hours every night in order to improve your testosterone level. Guys who don't sleep well, or they don't sleep adequately, their cortisol level goes up, which kills your testosterone level. So far we said weight loss, we talked about diet, we talked about exercise, we talked about sleep. The next fifth thing which I want to mention to boost your testosterone level naturally is your stress management. Again, same mechanism. Testosterone is dependent on a lot of other chemical things which are happening. When you're stressed out, your cortisol level is high, and that will lower your testosterone level. Let's take up now How can we replace it? I want to be crystal clear that as we are talking today, the symptoms plus a two abnormal blood tests are the requirement for you to be treated. If you do not have symptoms or your levels are not abnormal, you should not take any testosterone replacement. Testosterone, before you could be started on testosterone replacement, you need to have some other tests done. Those are testosterone directly stimulates your bone marrow and you have a production of more RBCs and your platelets become sticky, and that is how it gives complications. If you might have read on the internet that testosterone can increase your risk of heart attack and stroke, that is the mechanism. Because testosterone goes to your kidneys, lead to production of another hormone we call erythropoietin, that goes to your bone marrow and leads to increased production of red blood cells, and your viscosity of your blood increases. So its flow in your arteries is sluggish, and that has been linked to that part. We will talk about that when we talk about individual drugs, but that is one of the risk factors for testosterone replacement. So you must have CBC. Number two blood test, in addition to your testosterone level, is your chemistry. You want to make sure your liver, your kidneys, everything is working in a perfect tip-top shape. Next, your cholesterol must be checked, because testosterone tend to increase your bad cholesterol, and you want to have a baseline to check it out. Other major test is your sleep and the sleep apnea. There is a significant risk factor that if you have sleep apnea and we start testosterone replacement, you have a chances of having respiratory distress. In some cases, death has been reported. Your testosterone decreases the tone of your respiratory muscles, and that leads to choking and death while you're sleeping. So that's one of the reason the guidelines are very stringent, that a person who is getting testosterone level, they must be tested properly and they have all the tests done. Next, if you are above the age of 50, you should consider getting electrocardiogram or EKG so that you have a baseline test. CBC, complete chemistry profile, your cholesterol, EKG. Next, PSA test. Anybody above the age of 50 and considering taking testosterone replacement, they should have PSA test. Though it is a very, very small risk, but it has been reported that testosterone can increase the risk of prostate cancer. So you want to have a PSA test and you want to follow it periodically. Now say, for example, you and your physician have discussed these things and these tests come out to be normal. And then what are the follow-up blood tests you should have? It is recommended that you should have your CBC initially at 3 months, then 6 months, then based on what you and your physician decide. And you should have at least once a year PSA test. And sleep apnea must be monitored very closely. We have seen people who didn't have sleep apnea before, but they started on the treatment and they could have worsening of or unmasking of sleep apnea. So make sure your family is aware of that and they could watch you, any sleep disturbances you have. And if you do develop any of those sleep disturbances, you must follow up with your physician. Now, let's talk about the formulation of the testosterone. Testosterone comes in the form of injections, pills, patches, and also oral tablets now. Let's take injections. Injections are the most common way in the United States we replace testosterone. A, we know the quantity which we are giving and it's delivered at a predictable rate. And it comes in two kinds of preparation, testosterone cypionate and testosterone ethanoate. Both of them are similar in bioavailability of testosterone, but we do not use cypionate in elderly people because cypionate preparation notoriously leads to a little bit of salt and water retention more than other preparation, and in elderly we want to avoid edema. In younger people we use cypionate, and in elderly ethanoate, which we use it. Then all of the second question which we have been asked many times is how frequently they need to give injection. Remember two complications which I talked about. One was the increased risk of heart attack and stroke. Another was very small chances of increased risk of prostate cancer. They found it out is this happens in those individuals whose level is fluctuating. Meaning, if you are getting injection every 2 weeks, you have level which peaks up and then start going down, and then you skip another injection at 2 weeks, and then your levels start going up. So there is a lot of normal fluctuation which is going on. In all these studies, they found it out, work with your physician and work with your dose. If you can get injection every week rather than every 2 weeks, because that will help to prevent fluctuations. Gels are very safe. They deliver very predictable, and they are usually expensive than injections. That is one of the reasons we end up using more injections than the patches or the gels. Then there are testosterone pellets. There are some centers who will put in a pellets under your skin, and you do not have to have any injection or gel or patches on daily basis or weekly basis, and that has been shown to be very helpful. Next is there are some alternative therapies. There are some people whom we diagnose that they definitely have the symptoms of testosterone deficiency or low T, but they are not willing to take extra risk of increased risk of heart attack and stroke, or they have unfortunately already prostate cancer and they are not very good candidate for testosterone replacement. In those cases, we could do certain, there are three other classes of medications which we could use to boost up your testosterone level. And those are the alternative medications to testosterone. Number one is, there is a medication, remember in the physiology I explained that in the pituitary gland produces two hormones, and that goes to your testicles to produce more of testosterone and your sperm production. There is a medication which is called clomiphene, which we use in female infertility to induce ovulation all the time. And in the lower doses, that can be given, and that makes your pituitary gland produce more FSH and LH, leading to in turn production of more your testosterone level. Second class of medication we call aromatase inhibitors, that is used in breast cancer after the ladies have breast cancer and to prevent its recurrence. We want to avoid increase in level of estrogen. Remember, your testosterone eventually, when you're any kind of whether natural testosterone or you take it from outside, when it enters your body, your liver detoxifies it and you pee it out through the urine. But some part of it gets converted into estrogen. So those medications, they block the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. That way they can boost up your testosterone level significantly and safely. Then there are medications, other class of medications which can also help you to increase your testosterone. I'm pretty sure you might have heard in the past, HCG was in fashion to give you for weight loss, because that led to HCG molecule is chemically similar to growth hormone, which leads to stimulation of your testicle to produce more FSH and LH through the pituitary gland and leading to high testosterone level. So these three medications, clomiphene, aromatase inhibitors, and also HCG, they all can also boost up your testosterone level. There is also a lot of literature that certain herbs, ginger, garlic, ashwagandha, pomegranate seeds, Brazilian nuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds, and almonds, they all have been shown to increase your testosterone level. Also, diet high in eggs and animal proteins can also temporarily boost up your testosterone level. Now we will discuss about a bunch of questions which I have received from my patients during the poll in our office. First was to explain the relationship of testosterone to sleep apnea. As I alluded before, if you have obstructive sleep apnea, what happens is obstructive sleep apnea is that you stop breathing, your level of oxygen goes down. And when level of oxygen goes down, it decreases, and if it happens repeatedly many times during night, it leads to decreased production of pituitary hormones FSH and LH, and that will lower your testosterone. Second, so if we start giving you testosterone level, it goes and decreases the tone of your respiratory muscle, especially the throat muscles, and that can lead to choking and death. So they feed on each other. Obstructive sleep apnea can decrease your testosterone level, but when we start replacing the testosterone level, it can unmask your sleep apnea which you had before. So you must pay attention to it. This is a serious complication. Next question was, who is the ideal candidate for testosterone replacement? I cannot give any blanket statement, but I will divide the individuals who need testosterone level into two populations. Young adults who are planning for family, they should talk to endocrinologist or fertility specialist before they take any testosterone replacement. Remember, if you are young and planning to have family, and if you start taking testosterone replacement, it will suppress sperm production and you will be deemed sterile. So if you're young and planning to have family, you must not take testosterone level. Second consideration is very elderly. Remember, we went over that. Physiologically, your testosterone level is going down 1-2% every year. By the time you reach 60s and 70s, you've lost 30-40% of your testosterone level. You may have those low testosterone symptoms like fatigue, weakness, decrease of libido, decreased muscle mass, decreased bone density. Before your physician will consider this, you must have all the testing which we went over very clearly. So you should not take this thing lightly and should not over attribute the symptom to low testosterone level. because your testosterone level may be physiologically normal and you are missing some other diseases on the way. Next question which we had was, in low T clinics, why there is such a low threshold of prescribing testosterone level? And that is a question which I cannot answer. This is up to the individual physicians. In the United States, if you read the package insert, testosterone is indicated only if you have a pituitary problem and your pituitary gland cannot produce your normal hormones, or you have destruction of your testicles from any pathology. Those are the only real indications of testosterone replacement. In the United States, about 70% of the prescriptions which are written are not for approved indication of testosterone replacement. They are being used off-label. So that is the reason these guidelines for testosterone replacement are so stringent, and it should not be taken lightly. If somebody has a complication because we are using or we were this medication off-label or we were not careful, we could really lead to harm. So these medications should be treated with due diligence, what is recommends. And you will not have any legal backing for the use of these medications in the non-proved indications. I had also a question, if I have fracture and low bone density test, should I be replaced on testosterone? I think the logic stands the same way. If you have low bone density and you had a fracture, but your levels are physiologically low, you should not be on replacement. I would refer this kind of patient to endocrinologist to discuss it more. But whatever my understanding and all the literature search which I have done, and I could back it up, that I will not be able to prescribe you with a testosterone replacement. I have been asked this question, how to boost my natural testosterone naturally. This is very clear, and the literature supports it. Lose 15% of today's weight and you could restore it to the normal level. Number two, weight training, sleep properly, balanced diet, and manage your stress. And then change your diet to use all those natural boosters which we have been discussing so far. I think my goal was to provide you with a comprehensive review of testosterone replacement. In conclusion, I want to bring the following fact to your consideration. Number one, testosterone affects every domain of our life. It affects our body, mind, intellect, our social environment, and every organ in the body. Number two, it can lead to classic symptom of low testosterone are fatigue, decreased muscle mass, decreased muscle strength and endurance, mental fog, emotional irritability, and social isolation. It can worsen insulin resistance, and insulin resistance can worsen testosterone level. See, if you lose weight, it will correct this and it will boost up your testosterone level. Next, for you to be treated, you must have classic symptoms of low testosterone level plus two abnormal levels of testosterone and negative other tests which we went over. You should embrace natural testosterone boosters. Consider physiology if your levels are not normal. And manage your stress, sleep good. And I hope this discussion was helpful. If you have any more questions, please post in the chat and I'll be more than happy to get back to you individually. Thank you very much for listening and giving me attention. I would really appreciate if you could subscribe to our channel. This helps us keep motivated. And next week, we will take up another topic and we'll go deep into understanding that topic so that we could demystify complex healthcare information into simple and actionable bits. Thank you very much. Have a great day.